أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قاف والقرآن المجيد. بل عجبوا أن جاءهم منذر منهم فقال الكافرون هذا شيء عجيب.
Living the Quran through the Living Quran, an audio-visual translation of Tafsir al-Nur of Sheikh Mohsen Qiraati, translated by Salim Bemji and edited by Arif Ahuda. Audio version read out by the translator. In this 16-part series, we will be reviewing chapter number 50, Surah Qaf. Part 13, verse 38, The Power of God.
وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبٍ.
Verse 38, And we, Allah Azza wa Jal, certainly created the heavens and the earth and all that is between them in six periods, and nothing of fatigue or weariness touched us. Thinking points. The word translated as fatigue, lughub, literally means suffering and weariness, which has a clear and known meaning when we speak about it in terms of a human being. However, it has no meaning in the case of Allah Azza wa Jal, as His power is unlimited. Is He who created the heavens and the earth with such ease not able to recreate us? The meaning of the word period, or yom, in this verse does not mean day or night as we commonly know it, because the only reason that day means something to us is because of our place on earth. It is due to the movement of the earth on its own axis and its movement around the sun, as well as the role of the moon, that all of these things together give a meaning to the word day as being a 24-hour period. However, in this and other such verses in which Allah Azza wa Jal uses this word to describe the time of creation, it means six stages or periods, because day in the conventional sense was established after the creation of the celestial bodies. The famous Sunni commentator of the Quran, Fakhr ad-Din al-Razi, considers this verse as a response to the belief of the Jews who said, and as it is written in the Torah, God began the creation on Sunday and finished it on Friday. Then He rested on Saturday. Now this is found in the Old Testament, which details the process of the creation in Genesis 1 from verses 1 to 31, and Genesis 2 verses 1 and 2. And at the end of the entire process of creation, it states the following in the Bible. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day God had finished the work. By the seventh day God had finished the work He had been doing. So on the seventh day He rested from all His work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it He rested from all the work of creating that He had done. Now the act of creation which Allah Azza wa Jal puts into place has the following characteristics. Point number one, as seen in chapter 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 117, shows us that it is original and innovative. God says, Originator of the heavens and the earth, with nothing preceding Him to imitate. When He decrees a matter, He only says to it, Be, and it is. The second example is found in chapter 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse 191, that shows us the creation of Allah is purposeful, where He says, They remember and mention Allah with their tongues and hearts, standing and sitting and lying down on their sides, whether during the prayer or not, and reflect on the creation of the heavens and the earth. Having grasped the purpose of the creation and the meaning they contain, they conclude and say, Our Lord, You have not created this, meaning the universe, without meaning and purpose. All glorified You are, in that You are absolutely above doing anything meaningless and purposeless. So save us from having wrong conceptions of Your acts and acting against Your purpose for creation and so deserving the punishment of the fire. The third point is found in chapter 51, Surah Al-Dhariyat, verse 47, which shows us that the creation of God is changing and evolving. God says, And the heaven, we constructed it with strength, and we are indeed its expander. Next, we see in chapter 54, Surah Al-Qamar, verse 49, that the creation of Allah is programmed and measured. As God says, "Surely we created all things by a precise measure." Point number 5, as seen in chapter 32, Surah As-Sajda, verse number 7, shows us that everything is perfect in its own way. As Allah says, "He who perfected everything that He created, and He originated the creation of humankind from clay." And point number 6, which is found in chapter 50, Surah Qaf, verse 38, is that this creation of God is a gradual, step-by-step process. As He says, "And we certainly created the heavens and the earth, and all that is between them in 6 periods, and nothing of fatigue or weariness touched us." Now in verse 15 of this surah, we read the following: "Did we," meaning Allah, "show failure and weariness in the first creation, that we will not be able to repeat creation after its destruction? Rather, they," the disbelievers, "are in confusion about a new creation, after destruction of the old." While, if we look at the verse under review, Allah Azza wa Jal says the following. He says, "We certainly created the heavens and the earth and all that is between them in 6 periods, and nothing of fatigue or weariness touched us." Thus, Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us that neither fatigue, failure, weariness, none of these impact or affect Him in any way whatsoever. Takeaway messages. Number 1. We must not look at the sky as something simple, because according to the Quran, it is a proverbial seat of the power of Allah Azza wa Jal. It has a great expanse and countless levels. 2. There are mysteries and mines of wisdom in the process of a gradual creation of different beings. Otherwise, there is no weakness, fatigue, or disruption in the infinite power of Allah Azza wa Jal, and He can create everything with one will in a single moment if He wants to. And point number 3 to conclude, since Allah Azza wa Jal has absolute and unlimited power, fatigue or tiredness is not something which can be attributed to Him. We will continue in our upcoming session by looking at verses 39 and 40 under the theme of constant glorification of Allah.